Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the preferability of fasting 3 days every month, the desirability of fasting 3 days every month. To understand the next few hadiths that we're doing, we'll find in this chapter two types of hadiths. One is general hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is encouraged fasting 3 days every month. Just general fasting 3 days every month. We did the hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, who said, "O Sani Khalili, my bosom friend has advised me for 3 things. One of the things was fasting 3 days every month." Then we did the hadith of Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, who said, "O Sani Habibi, my beloved has advised me for 3 things. And there also mentioned that one of the things was fasting 3 days every month. Then we'll find other hadiths like we do today, where it is mentioned general about fasting 3 days every month. Then there's hadiths that show that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged and commanded fasting specifically on the 13th, 14th and 15th. So therefore, ulama will say that to fast 3 days every month, this will be a sunnah practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged for us. But the most afzal will be those days wherein there was specification from the side of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it's very easy to understand. One is general to fast 3 days every month. But where the hadith comes with specific mention of these days, that will take virtue over all the other days, because there's specific mention of these days in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So understanding this now will become easy to understand these ahadith that we are going to do. And Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu qal, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صوم 3 أيام من كل شهر صوم الدهر كله متفق عليه. عبد الله بن عمر بن عاص رضي الله عنه, he mentioned that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that fasting 3 days every month is equal to fasting the whole year. Fasting 3 days every month is equivalent to fasting the whole year. Ulama explained that it is system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person does something, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies it minimum 10 times. Man jaa bil hasanati falahu ashru amthaliha. That person who does a good deed, that brings a good deed, that person Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will multiply his deed minimum 10 times. So if you take 3 days every month, it works out to 36 days a year. 36 times 10 is equal to 360 days. It gives you the reward as though the person has fasted the whole year. This is the clemency, the mercy, the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. That so little a person has done, all he has done is 10%, but yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him the reward of doing 100%. And Mu'adhata al-Adawiyya radiallahu ta'ala anha, anha salat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يصوم من كل شهر 3 أيام. حضرت معاذة العدوية رحمة الله عليها, she asked عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها that did رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم fast every month for 3 days, and he fast 3 days every month. قالت نعم, she said yes. Then she asked another question, فقلت من أي الشهر كان يصوم. So she's asking حضرت عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها that in the month, which 3 days did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fast? قَالَتْ لَمْ يَكُنْ يُبَالِي مِنْ أَيِّ شَهْرِ يَصُومُ رواه مسلم. And Aisha radiallahu anha replied that he did not fast any specific days of the month. So here this hadith tells us, doesn't specify any days. So he did not fast any specific days. So from here we learn that if a person fasts in any day of the month, then he will also be getting the reward of fulfilling the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for fasting those 3 days every month. Now from the next few hadiths we'll see that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam specified and encouraged also fasting on specific days known as the Ayyam al-Bid, those bright days, 13th, 14th, 15th of the month. And Abi Zardin radiallahu anhu qal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, idha sumta min ash-shahri thalatan wa sum thalata ashara wa arba ashara wa khamsa ashara rawahu al-Tirmidhi. Abu Zar radiallahu anhu said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you fast 3 days every month, then fast on the 13th, 14th, and 15th. This hadith now specifies those 3 days. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam giving some guidance. Therefore, this will take preference over fasting on any other day within the month. And Qatada ibn Milhan radiallahu anhu qal, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يأمرنا بصيام أيام البيض 13 و14 و15 رواه أبو داود. And Qatada ibn Milhan radiallahu anhu, he says, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would command us that we fast on these days, ayyam al-bid, these bright days, And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained 13, 14, 15 fasting on the 13th, 14th and 15th of every month. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يفطر أيام البيض في حضر ولا سفر. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu mentioned Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would not fail to fast on Ayyam al-Bidh, as we mentioned, these bright days, whether Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was at home or whether he was on a journey, he would not fail to fast on these 3 days, 13th, 14th and 15th. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. This hadith we did of Hazrat Qatada ibn Milhan radiallahu anhu, and he says Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would command us to fast Ayyam al-Bidh, these bright days. The explanation here of 13, 14, 15 either came from the Sahabi or one of the narrators, or it came from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So here also we find that this specification that is made in hadith makes it more afzal over those that are non-specified. So we also learn one important principle that muhaddithin use, that where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had specified something, those days or those times or those events will take preference over what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't specify. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. One is to listen to these hadiths, and where it's possible we should try our best to try and make amal. Easy way to start if a person is not in the habit of fasting, especially on these special occasions that are mentioned by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we did in the hadith, fasting Mondays and Thursdays, fasting 3 days every month. And like that, we did other hadiths of fasting 9th and 10th of Muharram. We did the hadith explaining a person fasting the first 10 days of Zilhijjah, etc. So here we find that if a person is not in a habit of doing it, then a good, easy way to start is wait for the winter months. If a person is not in a habit and wants to start something, then so he starts off like that when the days are shorter, when it is cooler, and slowly as the weather pattern changes, now it becomes hot. Person already is in this practice of fasting, then it will be part of his routine to fast on these Mubarak days. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.